Prime Minister, some discussion on radio New Zealand this morning, the government's borrowing more money than it needs. Are you borrowing more than you need to borrow?
Well, that's an operational matter for the Debt Management Office, but the way it works is that they have a number of different requirements that trigger that borrowing. So, for instance, where we have a maturity of a previously issued bond, then that will require a certain amount of refinancing. Then there's new debt, which is created because of the deficit. So if we go and have a look at it, there's been a number of numbers. There's, I think the Minister of Finance, the week of the budget, actually said, look, some weeks we've borrowed $1 billion. I'm sure that's true. But on average, if you go and look at it, the deficit this year was $16.7 billion. That has a new borrowing requirement of $320 million a week. It dramatically reduces next year, it halves, and then the year after it's gone.
So I guess the allegation from the opponents will be that you've been trying to say you're borrowing more than you actually are, or that you're borrowing more than you need to try and create a fear that leads to the thought that we need to cut these programs that you're cutting.
Well, there's no games here. I mean, the budget quite clearly demonstrates this government faces a budget deficit this year of $16.7 billion and of around about $9 billion next year. That is the reality of the Christchurch earthquake and the global financial crisis. Now, that needs to be funded. There's a difference between that and the payment schedules that the Debt Management Office makes, but at the end of the day, the government's been roughly running around saying it borrows about $300 million a week. That's $15 billion a year. Actually, it's $321 million a week in terms of new borrowing. But as I say, there's always refinancing of maturities that take place, and that's an operational matter for DMO.
But by borrowing more than you actually need at the moment, sort of, you know, forward borrowing, isn't that putting unnecessary pressure on the dollar at the moment?
Well, I think it's actually the opposite way around. I mean, the DMO are the ones that look at their forward maturities, but they make the decision on when is the best time to borrow, and I think they weigh up what is going to be the least impact, if you like, on the taxpayer and on the overall economy. So where interest rates are low, as they are at the moment, and actually there's a strong appetite to buy New Zealand bonds, then that often helps. To do that at the moment. Now, not all of it necessarily comes from offshore, some of it's domestically borrowed. There's a range of different things happening there.
Prime Minister, what do you think of the fact that Tohunere went to the Destiny Church meeting over the weekend?
Look, I'd expect my MPs to go out there and to talk about National's political philosophy and why we think we should be supportive. I mean, all of the political parties were there. If I've read it right, take it that Destiny's not running a political wing, if you like, this particular election, so it makes sense for National to be there. I mean, I'll go out and talk to church groups. I mean, last election I spoke to the Seventh-day Adventists just before the election. I'll tend to do the same this time.
Sure, and you've, I mean, with the Christian vote, you know, you've been to parachute yourself.
Absolutely.
Is it an area rich in votes?
Well, look, like anyone, I mean, people vote for a variety of different reasons, some on religious grounds. We know historically when there's been a strong Christian party, I think back in 1999, it polled about 5%, so there's a reasonable vote there. But I expect my MPs to be everywhere as we go into the election mode.
Brian Tamaki's indicated he's going to choose how his followers should vote. I mean, will you talk to Brian Tamaki? Will you meet with Brian Tamaki?
Well, I've met him before, not formally, but I've been on various different things. We've run into each other in, you know, green rooms at television studios. But no, I don't have intention to go and specifically talk to him, and in the end he'll make a decision on what he thinks is best. But no, I would have thought National's policies, you know, align much more closely with what their beliefs would be than Labour's, but that'll be a matter for him to advise his congregation.
The Greens say they could work for the National, although it's highly unlikely.
Yeah.
Do you think that there's any realistic chance, or do you think it's just the Greens giving themselves a bargaining chip with Labour?
I think more the latter. Look, I think it's highly unlikely. I mean, we all need to accept if the balance of power was held by the Greens, they'd go with Labour. There's no great secret there. We have worked constructively with them on issues as we traversed this year, you know, in the last 3 years. I mean, we've gone through issues like, you know, the Home Insulation Fund, which they've been supportive of, and other areas. But realistically, the natural home for the Greens is Labour. Thank you.
Thanks very much.